I don't know who started it and why they still continue it, but the quickest way to turn me off in church is to start with that turn to your neighbor foolishness.
Welcome to Turn to Your Neighbor. This is the Christian Talk Show where we talk about the church, music, movies, social media, and a whole lot more. I'm Cliff, and this is Big Dre.
What's up, fam? Okay. Cool. What up? Oh, I'm ashy. What up? Neighbor,
it's coming. I'm sorry. I forgot to open it up, and now it's taking forever to open it up. It's working though. It's working.
Okay, we're good.
It's doing its thing. Eventually.
Okay. It'll be good. It's cool. What up, neighbors? We're back once again. It is good to see y'all on this particular Tuesday, the 14th of
May. There you go. May not come when you want it, but it's always on time.
On time. For all of you who are here with us, instead of watching Caitlin Clark, was Caitlin Clark over yet? Is she still on? Or is she off?
That game is still going on.
It's okay. Only this for all of half, y'all.
About third, yeah. Fourth quarter, maybe.
Who are with us right now and not watching Caitlin Clark, all five of you, well, three of y'all, because it's me and Cliff, and then there's three other people. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all. Y'all some real ones. So shout out to Mac. Shout out to Anthony. And that's it. That's it.
There's somebody else here. We got a YouTube watcher, whoever that person is.
Shout out to the YouTube brother
or sister. Much respect to y'all. All right, neighbors. They want to thank y'all for hanging with us on tonight. Do me a favor right now, wherever you are, those of you that are with us, I'm sure we'll get more in the afterwatch. That's okay too. So wherever you are, do me a favor, hit like at the bottom and make sure you share it so we can have some other people join us, because you know, a neighborhood party is much better when we got more people in the midst.
That's true. Amen. How you doing, family? You feeling good?
I'm all right.
Yeah, cool. Brother. Yo. It seems like the summertime hits and things just start happening out here, and it gets wild in these streets, brother. It just gets wild in these gospel streets. Even on the rundown, we catching people in lies out here. Okay, we got some people still watching Knicks versus Pacers. Okay.
It's okay. It's a busy day. The neighbors got a multitask today. It's all right.
If you have multiple screens, if you just want to bring us up on one of them, it's not actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not like we're making money off this. We just out here talking to y'all to have fun. So, hey, whatever you want to do, when you feel the need to come join us, come on out and do it.
That's even more reason. Like, we need their support more than the Knicks and the Pacers need their support. But
yeah, I digress. That's true. I don't know. The Knicks fans, Knicks are a little beat up right now. Depending upon what that score is, they may need some help. I don't know.
More neighbors are coming in. See, look at God.
They're not used to starting on time.
Yes, they are. By now. that was like years ago when we didn't start on time. When the show was being held together with prayers and duct tape. Now, our technology is much better.
You know what's one of my favorite parts of this whole thing? Is when the neighbors come in and they start sending shout outs in the comments. They don't come in quiet. It's like them people at church who come in to church late and they still want to say what's up to everybody on the way in. Like, they don't just come in and slide in quietly into their pew or into their seat. They come in, they want to dap up and hug it. Hey, I see you. Hey, see me after service. Like, they come in loud. Like, that's what I love about our neighbors. They come in the comments, no matter when they come in, they're making sure people know they are here. So I can appreciate and respect that.
All right, so let's get into it. Want to start off? So Benny Hinn, well-known pastor, you've seen him on TBN, and he has these crusades. He's known for the enchanted jacket, I call it, where he just sweeps his jacket over the crowd and people just fall out in the spirit, right? You've seen that before, right?
Yes.
So Benny Hinn recently went on, he was being interviewed, and he talked about the prophecies that he has given in the past. And so in this video, you're going to see, and I edited it down, it was a much longer video, but I edited it down. Pastor Benny is talking about how not all of his prophecies were from the Lord. There were some prophecies that just came from Pastor Benny's heart. And he just passed it off as being from the Lord. I'm playing for you and the neighbors right now, and I'll let you decide for yourself. Check this out.
Clearly that we all prophesy in part. That means we don't see the full picture. And sadly, and I wish I can go back and fix it, but sadly, there were some prophecies I gave that were not accurate or from the Lord. But who's perfect? And for that, of course, I ask people to forgive me. I'm just human. And made mistakes like that. And I'll probably make them again, I suppose, down the road, because I'm not perfect. We will be perfect one day when we're with the Lord. As long as we're in this body that's imperfect, we're not going to make perfect decisions and even say the things we need to say or should say. But, you know, it's sad when people focus on the times you missed it. But that's just, you know, the way it is. Yeah, there were times when I did not miss it. Said things and did things I should not have done. And for that, really, I am sorry. And
Benny,
the dear people watching us to really forgive me for that.
So, my brother, what do you think about Pastor Benny Hinn out here giving basically fake prophecies that were not from the Lord in his words?
What in the hen is going on out here? What are we doing? Benny. No, Benny. Well, okay. First of all, hey, guess what? Nobody's surprised. Nobody's surprised. We knew you was lying. Folks knew you was lying, Benny. First and foremost, you was out here breathing on people and swinging that funky behind jacket. Nobody is surprised that some of these joints was made up. Okay, but here's the thing. This isn't the most Christian point of view of me, but I'm gonna be honest with you. Some lies you gotta just die with. Some lies you just gotta take to the grave with you. Benny, you're messing stuff up out here, man. We knew, Benny. You ain't had to tell us though. It's like WWE. You don't see The Rock coming out here saying it's all staged and choreographed.
Because we already know what's all stage choreographed.
And we knew with Benny, some of this was some poppycock. He was some bullpucky. He was lying to some of these joints. We knew he was extending the flavor a little bit, Benny was. And I just, Benny, we knew. Just I need you to take this one to the grave with you. That's so what I need.
I'm happy that he actually admitted that he did this.
Why?
Because I think more people need to understand that this kind of stuff goes on. And there's nothing wrong with receiving a prophecy for any of us. But mm-hmm. what we should have been taught to do, and many of us were not, you get a prophecy, you take that prophecy back to the Lord. So you workshop that with God after you get it. You don't just take it just because the man or woman of God gave it to you. You don't just take it and run with it and that's 100% from God. You take it. You pray about it and you know, workshop that with you and the Lord and then see where it goes from there. So hopefully more people will now understand that you're supposed to do this kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with receiving from a person who claims to be a prophet of God, but you should not always take their word as the 100% spoken word from the Lord until you take mm-hmm. that and then you measure it up against what God is saying to you. You take that, you take it to prayer with God.
See, you wanted to be serious about it. You know what? No, You're right.
I'm just saying.
Always a theologian you are. Always a theologian.
But I don't. So,
Pastor Hampton says something. All jokes aside, I respect him for admitting he was wrong. Do you think Karn would do this? I knew somebody was going to get a shot at. I knew as we started talking about this, Karn's name was going to come up.
I think it's Benny is in his elder years. So yes. I think if Karn got into his elder years and more wisdom has come into his life, more mm-hmm. sense of humility has come into his life, if he ever gave prophecies that weren't 100% from the Lord, mm-hmm. then I think he'll have his time where he'll admit it as well. But so I feel bad for the people that got prophesied to that weren't from the Lord, were from him. And right. people took that and they ran with it.
And
they
changed their life behind it.
Their life or did things or did not do things based on something he said. Like, I feel really bad for those people right now because that's you've kind of been taken advantage of.
Somebody cast aside their crutches and their wheelchair because they had thought they had been healed at the Benny Hinn conference and they needed both those crutches, the wheelchair, and the glasses. They needed all of them, and they was lied to.
And I don't claim to be a prophet.
Right.
I would be terrified
to
tell somebody something that was not that I didn't believe was 100% from God.
Oh yeah.
And pass it off as being from God.
Yeah.
Like of course, I don't want to give harm to another person.
Right.
But so that's A. And B, I'd be concerned what God would do to me for lying in his name.
Bruh.
I'd be terrified. That's crazy.
You can't be lying out here lying on God. That's some different levels of prices that you're gonna have to pay. Like he had some uncomfortable sleeps. Lord was talking to him about a few things. I hope he's getting it right. A few of the neighbors actually said what I was going to say. And when you put this up there, you know what this actually did for me? My instant reaction? Paris said it. I didn't know he was still on this side of glory. Amen. It blessed my heart. I said, oh, Benny's still alive. I did not know. Well, God bless Benny. Amen.
Yeah, I doubt
he's getting out here profit lying.
I doubt he's getting refunds, and you can't. It's kind of hard to sue because how do you know what was he would have to admit that this particular prophecy that he gave you was him and not God. And so you can't, there's no way.
No way. People suing false prophets would be, that's like that concept is mind-boggling.
That would never happen. That would never hold up.
Mind-boggling concept.
But to all, you know how I like giving out helpful tips on this show.
Right,
so to all you prophets out there, right?
Right.
If you got some, if you feel something stirring inside of you, right? Or if you, in his case, you know, when you are known for prophecy, I think there's this pressure to kind of deliver every time.
Yes.
Right? So if you don't have a 100% word from the Lord, all you got to do is just say, Lord, I pray X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. So, right. So you see somebody is sick, right? The Lord is not directly telling you, I'm going to heal that person.
Okay.
Right? You in your heart, you want the Lord to heal, right? So instead of saying God says he's going to heal you, just say, Lord, we pray that you bring healing to this person.
To this person. There you go. I feel you.
Right.
Or you bring financial prosperity to this person. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Heal this person's marriage, Lord. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Are we giving people tips on how to be hucksters and shucksters and drivers?
I'm giving the opposite. That's how not to be a huckster. Right?
Okay. So okay.
You're not being a huckster then, right? You feel the pressure, right? You feel something in your spirit. Maybe you feel a burden for this person or something, but you know God is not saying I'm going to do this, this, and this, or this is my word for this person. You just say, Lord, I'm praying that X, Y, Z happen. I'm praying that you heal this person, that you bring them financial, whatever, that this person, you know, keeps their shoes under their own bed, not somebody else's, you know, whatever it is. You just pray for that.
I wonder, and you kind of touched upon this, we joked about it. I do honestly wonder what brought this out that he decided to drop this right now. Like he decided to hit us with this, and you kind of joked about it, saying, hey, you know, he's an older gentleman, maybe he's trying to find his way into glory. But it's can be a real thing when you start to see your life. You know what I'm saying? This is his way of clearing his web browser, his search history. That's what he's doing right now. He's trying to get his life right.
Yeah. So and Derek James says being accidentally wrong, wrong accidentally is different than giving a fake prophecy on purpose, which is why you better preface your prophecy with, I could be wrong, or this aligns with the Bible, but I think it's for you. I could be wrong.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you got to be careful if you're going to be saying, thus saith the Lord is saying this to you. You know, I can tell you two instances when I heard somebody say to someone else, God is going to heal you or your loved one. And then not long after that, the person who the prophet said God was going to heal, that person passed away.
Yeah, you can't.
Twice. I knew two specific instances.
Here's, you know what actually dismayed me about listening to the apology? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, some of this wasn't really an apology. It's like, it happened. I'm imperfect. What can you expect? Like, that's what he said.
He was real nonchalant about it. I would have been like, oh my gosh, I'm really sorry. I could have hurt people. I personally would have been much more contrite, much more remorseful. But again, maybe this comes with age and you've just been sitting with it for a while and you know, just different personality. I don't know.
And he says, I'm human, I'm imperfect, and that's why this happened. I'm sorry it happened. And it may happen again.
What? That part. It does not have to happen again, Pastor Benny.
No. It very directly does not have to happen again.
It very directly should not happen again.
There's some very, very specific steps we can take to prevent this from happening. It'll happen again. What? Like, Benny, we need to sit down. We need to sit down at this point in time. God bless
you. It's okay to say nothing. Sometimes it's okay to say nothing.
It is. It's okay to be quiet. Not everything requires a word. It's okay to be quiet.
All right. So we got one person that, you know, quote unquote, caught in a lie. And we going from that person to another person. So recently, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, gospel singer, she is catching a lot of heat because this past weekend, she was booked to be part of a concert.
Right,
Marvin Sapp among her, Marvin Sapp among many other people. Well, the promoter, the show started at 4:00.
Right.
The promoter told Sister Tasha, she goes on at 7:10. Sister Tasha shows up at 8:30 p.m.
Mm.
And she and then she went and made a video. And then by the, you know, at some point they gotta let the people go. So the crowd has been, you know, let go, and you know, Tasha Cobbs not coming. You know, other performers performed, and she still hadn't been there. And so she gets to the venue, and she records a video, basically blaming everything on the promoter. So I'm going to play for you Sister Cobbs Leonard's video, and then we are going to move on from there. So here we go.
Not Tasha.
Sister Tasha. I am here, and I'm walking out on the stage.
That's her husband behind her.
The promoters pulled a nasty trick. I am here. I'm sorry y'all were told to go home, but I am in Richmond. I am at the venue, and I'm walking on the stage. Excuse me. I'm out here now. They're trying to stop me. It is 8:28.
Eight twenty-eight.
So sorry, you guys were told to go home. And my team is here. Happy Mother's Day, guys.
Yeah, my sister, they were told to go home. And as you can see, I want to go back. You can see these are all the other people that were on this. In this concert. Oh, come
that's
on.
That's a solid little lineup right
it
there.
It is a solid lineup.
Definitely. That's a solid lineup. I mean, so you had a good show, except up to Tasha, who didn't do her particular part of the day.
Charles Jenkins, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, J.J. Harrison, Marvin Sapp, hosted by comedian Jonathan Slocum. This is a really good concert. I mean, I'm not sure how much it costs to get in, but I mean, really good concert. It seems like based on the lineup.
Right.
Now, Sister Leonard blamed the promoter. I just want to let you and the neighbors know who the promoter was. Of course, the promoter's name is Al Walsh. Al Walsh is, from many accounts, known to be an excellent gospel promoter. He did the first ever, the major tour, Tour of Life with Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, Fred Hammond. That's the tour when Kirk fell?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that tour.
Yeah.
So this dude is legit in gospel.
He's not, you know, new to this.
He's not new to this. Exactly. So this is 100% professional. And she said this brother lied to her. Well, this brother mishandled her, we'll call it. But seems like that's not the case. Also, and I showed you, see Brother Jonathan Slocum right there on the far right, this brother down here hosted. He posted. So, of course, this video is on social media. Sir William McCrae. He goes by the handle, yeah, Sir William McCrae, III, the third, on Instagram. He posted this video, and then Brother Slocum commented under this, and I will read to you in the neighbors, Jonathan Slocum's comment.
What Jonathan had to say?
Jonathan said, "Hey, I was the host of the show, and the people enjoy big laughs and spectacular performances from the artists that showed up. Special shout out to Marvin Sapp. He had to accommodate the time that would have been hers and lost his voice. So a great time was had. For whatever reason, Tasha just missed it." So this kind of supports the fact that it's not the promoter's issue. It's Sister Tasha who showed up late.
And what's interesting here is she actually told on herself. Just knowing concerts, any concert, a couple of different things. You get charged overages by venues if you stay in a place for too long.
Yes.
You have contractually set up a time to rent out that space. That's what a concert is. Mm-hmm. I have rented out whatever venue it is for a specific amount of time. If I'm here past that time, I then have to pay extra. If you notice, when we went to the concert this summer with Kirk Franklin, each one of his performers had a ticking, big red ticking clock in the middle of the middle of the space that said, "This is how much time you have left in your set." Now, there were a few people that went over, but it had to be made up elsewhere in terms of their time. If you looked at the flyer that was provided for this, the flyer said that concert started at what time? 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
It said 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha tells us that it's 8:20 whatever, and she was just walking in.
Yes.
Tasha, when in the Benny Hinn has there ever been a four-hour gospel concert?
Well, I'm not sure how long her set was, but according to the original post from Sir William McCrae, her time to show up was 7:10. So her post, her time to perform, she was supposed to go in at 7:10 p.m. So even that's 3 hours and 10 minutes into this concert. That's still a long concert as it is before she even gets up.
And then if you're going off her time and she walks in, she and her team, I'm not gonna get mad. She and her team walk in at 8:22 or whatever she said it was. How long are you performing for? You have 30 minutes of performance before that becomes a five-hour concert. 5 hours? Five-hour concert? Brother, this is not Coachella. We ain't gonna be here all day. Like, that doesn't make any sense. It literally doesn't make any sense. Tasha told on herself. I don't know why she would try to tell this lie and think this is going to be a good look.
Yeah. And this,
here's
this
the thing.
Oh, go ahead.
The entire venue was clear. Do you know how long y'all been to concerts? You saw how big that hall was. You know how long it takes to clear people out? Do you know how long it takes to clear church folk out? We don't just leave. We stop. We talk. We say what's up to our folks, and then we leave.
And in this case, some people left upset.
Yeah, 100%. They had to have left upset. And so, like, I don't understand why she would try to cover face and try to tell this lie like everybody else weren't going to have receipts. And I want to point this out here. Thank you, Kristen, for bringing this up. I don't like this. The most cringe part is her blatantly ignoring security to them. Blatantly ignored security when she tried to walk in. Listening to them would have saved her the embarrassment. She was trying to be a big star, trying to be a big ball, or whatever she was trying to be, and she decided to be hard-headed, and she walked past the excuse me, ma'am. That ain't had nothing to do with God. That wasn't of the Christian variety. Security was there trying to do their job. You knew things were shut down. And I don't know why they told you to go home, because they had been there for 4 hours already.
Yeah, and Just Playing 12 makes a good point. Clearly, she didn't sound check, even from a music perspective. So if she had showed up at closer to her time, she was going to hit the stage, no sound check, no. And then be mad. Can I get some more on this mic every 5 seconds?
The video literally shows her walking in from outside. Her husband, who was her musical director,
like they're walking in from outside to inside. They had no inners, nothing in their ears. They hadn't plugged in nothing yet. And we just gonna jump on this equipment and start playing. Stop it. Tasha, I don't know why you chose to tell this lie. It's a terrible one. It was a terrible one. You look like Boo Boo the Fool. That's all I'm gonna say.
So now Sister Cobbs is now among the names like Anita Baker and Lauryn Hill for people who show up late to concerts.
It's getting Lauryn Hill energy. I don't like it one bit. Yeah. Hey, man. Like, can you get a partial? Hey, shout out. Here's the thing is, I know it was a little thing that we reviewed. Shout out to Marvin Sapp for being prepared to go over his time and take up her time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to give those purse people a full experience.
Yeah, give them their money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shout out.
Because they go in there with a set list, and this is what we're going to do. But thank God for talented artists and talented musicians who like, hey, we just going to do this like we do it. Y'all know our songs. We obviously need another three or four. We got this. I'll give you a whole hymnal. Like, I'll give it to you. So God bless for that.
Yeah, and I'm sure Jonathan Slocum had to delay and, you know, do more filling than he probably anticipated doing. And probably some of the other artists had to fill in too. But shout out to all of them. Hopefully the people that got to experience something, got what they did see, with minus Sister Tasha, they got to see something entertaining. All right, we're going to go from one concert to another because Ty Tribbett is touring, like many other artists, with his Only One Night Though tour. And the dates have been released for the Only One Night tour. Starts on May 16th in Philadelphia, and it ends on June 14th in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. The artists that will be joining him at various stops on the tour are Tasha Page Lockhart, Jonathan Taylor, Mike Teasy, and Doe. And here is the thing that I really like, is that they clearly tell you who is going to be in what city. So it looks like you're going to get like a majority Ty Tribbett kind of concert, which is what you expect. And then looks like Tasha Page Lockhart is going to be in most cities. And then some cities you get Tasha Page Lockhart and Doe, Tasha Page Lockhart and Mike Teasy. If you're in Houston, you're just getting a full Ty Tribbett show on June 9th because nobody else is showing up in Houston.
Well, it looks like those first four shows are straight Ty Tribbett shows.
No, the checks are Tasha Page Lockhart.
Oh, checks of Tasha.
Yeah,
okay.
All the checks.
Okay. Yo, Tasha is on this tour heavy. She said, "I just can't do Houston. I'm trying to see which date would I go to."
Ain't none of them doing Houston.
Cause I like Doe. I like Doe. Doe can sing.
Doe is only in Norfolk and Nashville. She only doing two spots.
Brother, if I would have known, I missed this completely.
But this is, when we talk about the tour, this is the kind of, nothing against them, these are all quality artists, but this is the level of artists that we thought will be accompanying him. Not headliners in their own right, but quality artists who I'm sure would put on a good show. But the thing is that if you go, you know you're going to get a big Ty show. And, you know, the opening act will do a couple numbers, but it's going to be mostly Ty.
Ty's bringing fire the whole night. And then everybody else who gonna join them? That's the question. If I would have known, I probably would have been in that May 16th joint. I ain't gonna lie to you, brother.
So Latoy on YouTube says, is Tasha gonna show up? I'm not aware, Latoy. Is Sister Tasha known not to show up? Please inform me, Sister Latoy. I did not know Tasha had the not showing up spirit. Cause she's on every venue but Houston. So she got to show up.
Latoy may have a T. Latoy be knowing people. Latoy, low key, Latoy is like really in this industry doing these things. So, hey, whatever you say, Latoy, let us go.
I don't. But if you a Ty Tribbett fan, you should be in for a good night of lots of Ty Tribbett music.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting conversation. Just real quick. This is nerd talk. We're going to give me 5 minutes on it. So cool. Not 5 minutes, 2 minutes. You know what kind of performer Ty Tribbett is, right?
Yeah.
He goes all out. Bring that back up for me. Uh-huh. He goes all out. He goes hard every single time. You know what I'm saying? Knowing all those dates, Ty is screaming at some point in his concerts. He's always screaming. He does that high, like, I can't even hit it. My voice is too low for that. What point in the tour do you want to catch this tour? Like, I don't want to be towards June because he's going to be tired. His voice is going to be shut.
Well, I think.
And he's lost his voice before while he was on tour.
Yeah. I think you'll be okay regardless because, if you know his music, he's one of them kind of artists where I know some people don't like this, but I don't have an issue it when the artist like doesn't fully sing the song, but we all know it. We all vibe it with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he is in, he's in good shape.
Yes. He is in good shape.
Yeah. So but, I think
he
I
just,
think
he just performs so all in every time. You know what I'm saying?
But he's been performing long enough. I think he knows how to pace himself.
Okay. All right.
He's been in the game for a long time. I got faith that he'll get it together.
When it comes in terms of the show, when it comes to you want the band to be at their peak vocals, I mean, be at their peak level. So you wanted to have all the quirks worked out. You want the vocalist to be in a good groove. I'm saying you probably want to hit somewhere after DC.
Yes, but I mean, not everybody has that ability. You got to go with ones closer to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you live in New Hampshire, right, you're going to Boston. You're not driving to Brooklyn or Norfolk or whoever.
That Raleigh show looks like a peak show right there. I might do because I can get some dough in. I'm looking at that May 23rd in Nashville.
I think regardless, it's going to be cool because remember, he's not the type of artist who sings 90% of the song. Like, you know, most of his songs got background vocals and stuff. So I think he'll be
screaming. It's going to be fire, though. I hope
Brother Ty will be good.
Yo, is this the summer of like gospel coming back? Like, we got some major tours happening.
It's a lot of tours. It's a lot of tours.
Is the energy high? Am I missing something?
Well, I think people are just more comfortable being out now, and you get a couple tours that do well, and everybody says let's people are touring, the people are showing up, let's tour. You know, the first year at Kirk and Maverick City, and then you had the reunion tour, and then this past winter you had Fred, Donnie, Anthony Brown, and Dietrich Hatton. They went on a little mini tour, so I think
and now Kirk is going back out. Ty is going out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go get
the Israel One Hallelujah tour with Israel and I want to say Mary. I could be wrong, but it's Israel and a bunch of other people.
That's a tour too.
So yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, neighbors, tell us what tours y'all catching. Tell us what y'all fixing to do this summer. And please don't bring the hookah to the gospel tour. That happened the last stop I went to. That was a while. All right, go ahead, brother.
Okay, no problem. So we're going to move on. I want to play a game with you and the neighbors because it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And it's not even going to be that long. So in honor of graduation season, you know, a lot of people are graduating from college and high school and all this kind of stuff, right? I want to play a game called Gospel University.
Okay.
Here's how it goes. So... we got four classes, right? Four different classes. So imagine if gospel artists were the teachers. When you have a schedule, there's a class, but it's like multiple sections, different professors. Which professor do you want to go to?
Okay.
Which class, right? Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Now, let me give a disclaimer. I'm going to show you two people. Now, I know we could have picked, for any one of these quote-unquote classes, we could have picked a bunch of different artists. But for the sake of today, I'm just picking these two. Next time we do this, it'll be a different two artists, maybe the same class, but a different set of artists. You understand? So I wanted somebody to say, well, how come you ain't have so-and-so in there?
Yeah, yeah.
We can't have everybody, okay? Right. So neighbors, get ready to fire up the chat. I want to hear your answers. And this is a game called Gospel University. Gospel University. All right, so the class is called Gospel Storytelling is the class. Who is your instructor? Are you picking Shirley Caesar or John P. Key? And just for a little context, gospel storytelling, we have artists who like to tell stories either right before or in the middle of their songs. Yeah. So if you had to learn how to tell a story right before or in the middle of your gospel song, are you going to Pastor Shirley Caesar or Pastor John P. Key? Neighbors, let me know, who would you choose as your teacher?
This is easy. I hate to say I agree with Mac, but I didn't even need to. This was easy, quick. This is John P. Key all day. Let me explain to you why.
Okay.
Shirley Caesar, God bless her. First of all, her stories are long.
Uh-huh.
If you really go look at the stories, the tracks in which Shirley Caesar is storying on them, them joints are 6 minutes and up. Anywhere between 6 to 9 minutes. And them joints be a little dry sometimes. Like, her stories, they extra churchy and they extra long. John P. Key, I don't think everybody knows, because Uncle John been in the gospel game so long. Mm-hmm. John P. Key gonna give you some stories with some flavor on it. Because if we all remember what John was before he found the Lord, like Shirley, as long as we known her, she found the Lord. John P. Key, on the other hand, that brother had to go through some trials and tribulations, jail time, drug dealing, pimping, a couple of other things, gang banging. And his stories are always more interesting. So I undoubtedly am going to go with John P. Key on this one.
I agree. Both would be good, but John got the hood stories and the church stories, as Capital Stage used to have the show, Righteous and the Ratchet.
Yep. You
know, he got both. Shirley, primarily the churchy stories, which is fine, which is good. But if I got to pick one, I'm picking John. You really can't go wrong with either one in any of these classes. Yeah.
Hold on. I was waiting for this.
What?
My mother, Shirley Raines.
Okay.
See, and this is another reason why I would not go to Shirley's class. You know why? My mother still to this day. So have you ever heard Shirley Caesar songs? For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside of me, no charge.
Yeah. The
song is called No Charge.
Uh-huh.
And anytime my mother, she's going to sing that song to me. I am 42 years old now. And she's still telling me there's no charge for her birthing me and raising me. I said, I appreciate that, but we're moving forward in life. But she still wanted to bring up the fact that she ain't charging me for that. And so I blame Shirley for a lot of this. And so I'm going to have to boycott any of Shirley Caesar's classes off the top.
And from the neighbors, we got a mix based on what I perceive our neighbors' ages to be. We got some of the younger neighbors picking Shirley, and older neighbors picking John, is vice versa. So we got a good mix. All right, we're going to move on to the next class here. The next class is Choir Master 101. Now, you can define what you believe makes a good choir master. Is it just directing? Is it just teaching songs, the vocal arrangement, all that kind of stuff? Choir Master 101. Are you taking class with Ricky Dillard, or are you taking class with Donald Lawrence?
Oh, this is actually tougher.
It is tough.
If I want to be entertained, I'm going to go to Ricky Dillard. If I actually want to learn how to sing to the best of my ability, there is no one but Donald Lawrence to go to.
In this class, you are learning to be a choir master. So who do you want to learn choir master from?
I want to learn how to be a director.
Yes, choir master 101. Yes, you're learning to be a choir master. Have you been to college before? In college, I'll go while you want. If you want to think about it. So it really comes down to what you want. If you want to master choir choreography, choir movement, stuff like that, then you take class with Ricky. If you want to master vocal ability, and if you throw songwriting, song arrangement in there, you go with Donald. Mm-hmm. I cannot, and part of it, maybe you call this bias, I cannot unhear what Donald Lawrence did with them women in that Clark Sisters movie. I cannot unhear that. So for that, and I think his music is more, both have great music. I think Donald's music is more timeless. And I think the vocal arrangements in his music is a different level than the vocal arrangements in Ricky Dillard's music. I'm going with Donald Lawrence.
So in the neighbors, I have Max says Donald, Paris says Donald, my mom says Donald, Kristen gives no answer, Jessica Mosley, shout out to Jessica, says Ricky. I got Richard Bullock says Donald, Dorcas. What up, Dorcas? She says Ricky. Pastor Hampton says Ricky is too over the top for him, so he's gonna go with Donald. Hey, Donald be over the top a little bit too. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is interesting. If for who I am, plus Donald could be it. Yo, can you imagine how hardcore Donald is? Like, Donald's one of those people as a card match, he's gonna hurt your feelings. That note is wrong, that note has been wrong, and you will no longer sing in this choir if you can't get that note right. Like, that's Donald Lawrence. Still yet and still, because
remember, Donald you're learning how to be a choir master from this person.
Donald makes money six ways from what he's able to do. He's not only a choir master of his own music, other people come to him to get their music tightened up. I will go with Donald Lawrence.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And the neighbors, again, a good mix from the neighbors. Some of y'all say Ricky, some of y'all say Donald. Good mix. All right, let's go to the next.
Plan 12 just brings up a good point, though. She says, Ricky, and I'm coming to class in a robe every day. Ricky Dilla does keep a fly robe. Go ahead. Go ahead,
bro. Next class is gospel hip-hop. Choose your gospel hip. Who do you want to learn gospel hip-hop from, Lecrae or The Truth?
First of all, the fact that you kept The Truth in here makes you sound so old, because there are probably young people right now. Well, most of our audience is old.
I preface this by saying, right, there are many artists.
I know.
I'm with you too. So who you got? You gotta learn hip hop.
These are both. They're actually very, very talented lyricists. I'm gonna go with The Truth.
Me too. I like the truth. I like The Truth hooks better. I'm into hooks.
Because so like it, you know why? If it was just hip hop, I would go with Lecrae. You said gospel hip hop, and that's what we're doing here. It's gospel hip hop. Lecrae is not sure that he wants to be called a gospel or a Christian or anything from week to week. And so I'm not going to mess with that. If we're going gospel hip hop, the truth, even though he has had his trials and tribulations, I'm going with The Truth, undoubtedly.
I'm going with The Truth. And, you know, full disclosure, The Truth has a song, That Great Day, the remix, one of my favorite songs of any kind of genre, anything. That song is hot. Look it up on YouTube. That Great Day remix. That's my joy. Okay. All right. Okay. So I got one more here. And
yo, hold on. Yo, see, this is why I can't mess with the neighborhood. She said, I know too much about The Truth's business. I can't be in class with him.
Just Play 12 says BBJ.
Yo, shout out to BBJ. Big boys in the building.
Yes, I love BBJ's music. But you know what you're gonna learn? Choice. What you gonna learn BBJ's class? You're gonna learn how to put your name in every song. Every song, he finds a way to say BBJ. Either he spells it out or something. Every song. Like, I'm not a hip hop aficionado, but I think, you know, I'm not sure that's what you're supposed to do as a lyricist. Your name in every song. That's all I'm saying.
It's called branding.
I love BBJ. So the next class is how to do a gospel run. So who do you want to
stop
teach
talking.
You how to do run? Now, Karen no, Clark listen. You
Karen
gotta
Clark
take,
sure. Boo! Anything I, else I with Karen Clark Shearer?
Let me. The audio listeners have to know the choices. Stop it. Your choices are Kim Burrell or Boo. Karen Clark Shearer. Now,
yay.
I know that from you and the neighbors, there's going to be a lot of hateration in this dancery because how y'all feel about Sister Kim. Now, had this been like 12 years ago, I think this would have been a lot closer vote, because Sister Kim had much more favorable, people had a much more favorable opinion of her than they do now. That being said, Karen Clark Shearer. Karen Clark Shearer. Like, but the thing is, but Jessica said she was the same then, but we didn't have social media, so we didn't know. I don't think we knew the extent of what Kim was. Jessica makes a good point, but I don't think we all knew the extent of her personality. But that being said, Karen Clark Shearer, and
people coming. I didn't know. Can I get my reasoning? I'm not even mad at Kim as a person. Uh-huh. I just don't like her stylistically as a vocalist. Like, and I've always been consistent in that. Yes, she's a jerk. Yes, she has some very different types of views. I will never be able to unsee when she tried to do a sexy gospel video after she lost some weight. I don't ever want to see that video again. But aside from all that, it's got to be Karen Clark Shearer. She's been doing it longer, and she does it better, in my opinion. And why I say better is just because you can do a run doesn't mean it actually fits the song. Kim Burrell's runs interrupt the flow of the song, and she doesn't say words. Karen Clark can run up and down and actually fit it in the flow of a song. And that's why I messed with Karen Clark Shear.
So I totally agree. So, of course, we all know Karen has been in the game longer, right? But right. You know how in basketball, Steph Curry comes, starts shooting threes, and more people shooting threes, right?
Yes.
Kim Burrell is kind of like, maybe not as successful overall, but kind of like the Steph Curry of gospel singing, because people wasn't running like that until she was running, like running unnecessarily, trying right. to emulate her. So I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying she sparked on this whole thing. So when you in church and you're the person giving a sermonic solo is just doing these unnecessary runs, they doing it because they've followed after Kim Burrell's footsteps.
She that's did. All. Like, she repopularized it. You know, you can probably say Karen had something to do with that. Her family did. But it is, yes, there was a generation of people who tried to follow Kim Burrell's vocal styles, as there have been generations that try to follow Karen. I was glad when they stopped, and it's still just Karen all day. This is hilarious.
Personality aside, though, there are generations of you know, non-gospel people who, you know, idolize Kim Burrell's vocal ability.
Yes, there are generations.
But Karen Clark Shear, and I say this with all due respect, this mother,
here we go,
is a vocal alien.
Yes.
I would 100% fail this class because she'll do stuff and I'd be like, I cannot do that. There will never be a time in my life where I'll be able to execute this run that you just did.
Some of my favorite things, and they just put out a video recently. And I think it was Drew Shear's son was in the back. It was Karen Clark Shear. It was Kiki Shear. And I think it was Jay Drew's son in the back seat, but they were trying to teach him how to run. And what I love, and I've seen it repeatedly over the years, Kiara Shear is a great singer. Mm-hmm. You can literally see the fear and the reverence in her eyes every time she starts singing with her mother. Cause she's like, oh Lord, what is she about to try to have me do? Mm-hmm. And Kiki can sing with anybody, with just about anybody. She knows good and darn well when she step on that stage with her mama, it hits different. Yeah. And it's like the fact that this successful artist still has this respect for her moms, I respect that level. I respect that.
So, shout out to all of our professors in the first ever edition of Gospel University, and for your contributions to the gospel industry. See, I told you it'd be fun.
That was actually a dope game. I liked every minute of that.
Thank you very much.
We got to think of some more classes and some more people. That was great.
Thank you very much. All right. I want to let me get rid of Gospel University over here. Okay. So I want to show you this video, you and his neighbors, a video of we all understand for most cases where blessed oil comes from. In most Black churches, the anointing oil is typically olive oil that people have prayed over. I want to show you a video because I have never seen olive oil displayed in this manner. So check this out.
This is hilarious in some way. Oh, look at all that oil.
Exactly. So, I mean, the audio is not really important. So, for the audio listeners, there are a few dozen bottles of varying sizes of olive oil just all in a row at the altar.
Is it getting blessed?
I don't know. Maybe it's marinating. Maybe you got to leave it there to marinate. I'm assuming so. I've never seen anything like that. Neighbors, if you have, let me know. They had a bunch of olive oil. Just
can you rewind that at all?
Oh, I definitely can.
Rewind and give me a slight pause. I would definitely like to try to count. Okay, if we stop. What we guesstimating, like 20, 30?
I don't know. I've never.
Bottles of oil? That's wild, of varying sizes and degrees.
Yeah, yeah. I guess this is a thing. According to my mom, she's saying maybe they were blessing these folks bottles of oil.
I'm assuming that that's what it is. I just have never. I've been in church all my life.
I've never.
In different states.
Yeah.
Different denominations.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen this before.
I've never.
Hopefully people got their names on it, because if I bring my oil, I want my oil back.
I want my oil back. And here's the thing. All the oil that I've been anointed with over the years, there have been some olive oils, but it had a little something to it. And your sister brings up a good point. Maybe they're going to add the cinnamon to them and give them all back. Like, where's the flavor hit? Where's the frankincense and myrrh? The frankincense. Like, you can't just give me straight olive oil and have me out here tasting like a bread plate. Out here tasting like antipasta. You know, we can't do that.
Okay, all right. So Just Playing 12 and LaToy, maybe it's a YouTube thing. Okay, yes, write your name on the oils. Okay, so I guess what happens is you write your name on the oil, you put it up there, and according to Just Playing 12, I guess he's seen it up there for weeks at a time.
Okay.
Or just be chilling on the altar for weeks. I guess that's how you let it marinate. Let the spirit marinate for the blessed oil.
Yeah. Let me be clear. This is something that's going to be lost in this generation of one-name churches. Ain't a ne'er one name. If your church has one name, if it has a coffee bar, or it doesn't have a smoke, if it has a smoke machine, you're not doing this at your church. Okay. You're not.
So LaToy says she's only seen it for a full service, but Just Playing 12 said it's weeks. So I guess there's variations to this, and I have never in my life. Seen, but God bless them. I mean, I'm not mad at it. Everybody bring your oil, we're gonna pray over it, and then yes, let the anointing flow on the oil.
LaToy is breaking it down for us fully. She said it was prayed on, name on the bottom, you got it back, and it was supposed to use it whenever. Yeah, I was actually just talking to my mom about this recently. Like, I guess that's what people were doing, and yeah, okay. Cool. Hey, God bless him.
Yeah.
Prostrate prayer.
Did not know.
This is hilarious. See how God works. Because this goes directly into my thought of the day.
Okay.
It's not even my rant. It's more of a thought. Just this morning, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. You see I got my track shirt on, State College Track and Field. Shout out to my babies. Mm-hmm. They ran well today. But one of my OGs in my life, Mama J, shout out to her. Mm-hmm. She like, hey, every time them babies run, you need to bless their feet and you need to bless them before they run. You need to anoint them. And I said, okay.
She would know, three Division I athletes. I mean,
she produced three Division I athletes and a professional athlete. And so I was like, okay, Mama J, whatever you say. And she texts me and reminds me of this every time. And so this morning it was getting ready for the first day of district meets. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, they're going to need this extra special blessing today. So I called them in there at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, hey, come here one at a time. And they come in here and I got my oil out. Mm-hmm. My youngest one, she was still getting dressed. She's like, huh, what? And I dabbed her up. Mm-hmm. I dabbed her legs. I dabbed her forehead. I prayed over and I kept her moving. You know, understand what I'm saying? Now my oldest one, I knew it was going to be a problem. My oldest one is very much, I'm going to say this honestly. It pains me to say this. My oldest one's a very beautiful young woman. If you, any of you actually are like connected me on Facebook and you have seen her her junior prom pictures.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's face card is never declined. Like she is, yes. But she's also very picky about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this new generation, if you have a skin routine, you think they're just going to let you dab oil on their head? And I knew she was in the middle of her morning routine. And guess what I said?
I said, I don't care about your facial. I don't care about any of what you, your system you got on. I dabbed her legs up. I actually dabbed up her sweatpants, which there might be an oil mark on them sweatpants now. She did not look happy about that. And then I went right to the middle of her forehead. I said, shoot, shoot. I hit her, and I prayed on her. And she was hot. She was livid. But it's a different generation, bro. Like, with all these skin routines and everything they be doing, they don't just want you a little dab, but do you right on the forehead.
So why can't we have blessed moisturizer?
See, you out here giving away good intellectual property. You can't say that over the airwaves.
Why can't we do that? I mean, who says it has to be olive oil? Why can't we get a bottle of
Aveeno?
With some moisturizer, and we apply over it, and then we rebrand it as this is blessed moisturizer.
Okay, this is something. I doubt this is what they did in the biblical days. But yes, a blessed moisturizer.
There you go. That's what you could do with your girls. You could
Jergens, Aveeno, whatever your flavor is, we'll work it in. Give me the bottle. Let me take it and get it prayed over. And then that way, when it's time to bless you, we're gonna hit this blessed moisturizer.
Yeah. So that's what you should do. You should take one of the girls' favorite moisturizers, right? Take it to church with you Sunday. Put it on the altar. When you get there before this, just leave it there. Don't say nothing to nobody. Just leave it there. Just put it there. Let it just sit there all day.
Let it marinate
the entire service. And then you pray over it. You bring it home. And then there you go.
Dorcas says, bless moisturizer and cleanser. My mother says, Vaseline. No, Mom, we ain't doing Vaseline. We ain't just bringing up buckets of Vaseline. Unless it's the one with the cocoa scent and the cocoa butter. Now, this is the question. How long did she keep the oil cross on her forehead? I seen a prophet get mad because someone wiped the oil off when she got back to her seat. Here's the thing. I may have extended my prayer for her just to make sure that oil soaked in a little bit. And I may have put when I wiped it on her head, I may have wiped it a little bit harder because I knew she was going to wipe it off immediately. And she was respectful enough and was afraid of me enough not to wipe it off before she left the room. But I guarantee you that she did another round of facial cleanser. So she might have wiped off her own blessings. Amen. 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 That's all I'm saying.
All right. You good? You got anything else?
I'm good. It's just hilarious that you played that video, and that was really what was on. I have it written down and everything. Come on, Jesus. Work.
Mm-hmm. I do have one more video for after credits. It's family friendly for the most part.
Read this here. See, and this is what I told her, my daughter. She says, put it in their hair, serves two purposes. I told my daughter, I said, I could have put this in your hair.
Then you would have had a real fight on your hands.
A whole fight. But that's what they used to do.
It would have been ain't a never whole been. Thing. I've seen people put a forehead. I've seen dropping people's hair. I've seen them put in people's mouths. Like, open your mouth, drop.
I ain't never seen that.
I have seen that. I told you, man. Multiple states, multiple churches.
That's some old Bill Cosby type stuff. I don't know about that. I'm uncomfortable.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Do some credits here. We do this show every Tuesday. We want to thank everybody for hanging with us. We do the show every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Facebook. I do have one more video if you want to hang around for after credits to, you know, all the neighbors that know what's up. But we do the show every Tuesday right here on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram as well. You can watch on demand. Go to turntoneighbor.com for links to all the ways you can watch on demand. Also, the Turn to Your Neighbor podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Thank you to all the live listeners. Really appreciate y'all hanging with us, and the on-demand listeners. Appreciate y'all. You can still like and share, even if you're watching on demand after the fact. Make sure you like and share. Help us out. You got something you want to say?
No. I was touching buttons. I thought I was about to break something, so I stopped touching buttons in the studio.
All right, I got one more video. I'm not sure if we... All right, so, you know, the neighbors send me stuff all the time.
Right.
And then I'm like, sometimes like, oh yeah, we already did this on the show, so I'm not going to show it. I'm not sure if we showed this video before, but I was like, I can't remember. So if I can't remember, I'm sure other people probably can't remember too. I'm sure some of you might. But so check out these sisters and their praise dance. You might have already showed this before, but it's still funny.
Oh,
Brother.
So I don't remember this being on the show. Was it on the show before? Maybe, maybe not.
We did.
Oh, okay.
But let's talk about it. Or maybe I just saw it. I don't know. But see, okay, this is the perfect woman to have on here. So I wish I could get Jessica on the air live right now. So Jessica Mosley is one of the most I have made fun of praise dance my entire life. Jessica Mosley as a praise dancer.
And mine, right?
And mine. Yes, and yes, mine, yes, mine.
Anointed.
Mine, yes,
definitely
mine.
Anointed.
She's anointed and blessed.
Yes.
And like she has moved. I've seen her perform and shift
the service. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen her
shift atmospheres. Like, and so shout out to her real quick. So when she says, "What is going on?" I would love to be in the room with her right now to hear what is going on. And this is the thing. Where are the church mothers? Here's the first problem. Y'all just came up here in some black outfits. You can't be up here in a tied off midriff doing praise dance. You can't.
We have shown videos where sisters have been covered up for less. Like where mothers have come and covered up the women for less.
Yes, you can't be up here. You can't be up here giving full. You know what this dance is? This ain't nothing but rock the boat from Aaliyah. That's all this is, yo.
That is.
It's a TikTok dance, but you can't be up here doing this. And like, there are several people who are led into the land of lack, and that's going to be on their hearts. But we need there should have been a pre-approval of the routine before they got up there. And then when you saw the first hip and body roll, everything should have been stopped.
This is why we can't have you Sunday. This is why, because we get up here, the older saints don't let us have no fun, because it is. Pastor Hampton says, see how the pastor put his head down. He needed to reset.
Yep. He's like, you know what? We're not going to do this. And so this is the good question. see, Jessica, I knew she was going to say it. The hips, though. The hips ain't got that ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Mm-mm. It has something to do with everything else. And so here's a good question that Kristen's saying. Who gets the letter? Like, in this case, does it go to the parents? Does it go to them? Because somebody did not check this before they went up
there.
It
goes to the parents and to them.
Yeah, there has to be a double letter.
Now, you know it's something when the youth are saying this is why the youth need an advisor.
Jada, thank you.
When the teenagers are saying the youth need an advisor, you know it's bad.
Yeah, this is why you're supposed.
I'm sorry.
That's Mama Hampton.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mama Hampton.
First lady.
I mistook you for Jordan for a second there.
Yo, Jessica, I'm mad at everybody. Jessica, do you still mind? Yo, this young woman she was traveling around the country doing this stuff. She was different. But yeah, man. Yeah, somebody gets a smooth letter for this. And here's the thing. They knew they were killing this because this is off TikTok. That's all it is. They knew they were killing it. They absolutely knew they were. Jessica, here's what I need you to do. She says she's still performing. Give us, you know, one of your performances.
Oh, and then
we can play it. Yeah, we can play it on the show to show people what it actually supposed to look like. Because I ain't going to lie. If you just watch TTYN, and you would think praise dancing and art miming is terrible in the church because we don't show any good representations of it because that's not funny. And we're here for the
ha-ha. My goodness.
We're here for the ha-ha. So, Jessica, give us an appropriate representation and we will make sure it is done correctly.
Oh, man. All right.
Whatever. God bless them. Oh, my goodness. Hey, to all my people out there in this graduation season, I pray high schoolers, some of y'all making college decisions, they either made them on May 1st or some decision deadlines got pushed back till tomorrow. So if you're dealing with that right now, God bless you. To everybody who's out there graduating high schools and colleges and grad schools and masters and law schools, may the Lord bless you in the next steps of your life and the directions that you are going. Amen. Amen.
Are you good?
I'm good, brother.
That is it. All right, Nevis, thank you so much for hanging with us. We really appreciate it. We love y'all so much. We only love got you. Like a couple more shows left before we break for the summer, maybe like one or two. So, you know, we will continue to bring y'all some entertainment and information. But until next time, y'all, I want you all to take care and be blessed. Peace.